Now there is a second part which I want to introduce. If you are not tired, are you? Yes, we shall go to the second part which I want to tell you. This is very important for practice of yoga. This is connected with the Shastra of yoga. The first factor is Shastra. It is the knowledge of the truths, principles, powers, and processes that govern the realization. I told you that we should imagine that we are in a pit and we want to come out of the pit. This is the basic idea of all yoga. We may not know that we are in a pit. Many people don't know that they are in a pit. But yoga becomes meaningful when we know that we are in a pit. Now, how we have gone into a pit, how we can lift ourselves out of the pit, that is the truth, the principles, powers, and processes that govern the realization. Mother has said that when you have a feeling that wherever you look around, you feel barred, like a bird in a cage. Wherever it turns, it looks at the sky, but wherever it turns, it is barred. It can't fly. It is arrested. So whenever you feel that you are barred and there is a great feeling in you to fly, that means that you are ready for yoga, conscious yoga. Everybody is doing yoga in any case. Unknowingly we are all trying to fly from the cage. But when you really feel that you are barred, then you realize that you are now fit for yoga. You want to fly. You want to be free. Again, I'll give one Sanskrit word which is very important. Mumukshutva. This is the Sanskrit word. Desire to be free. That is the meaning. Desire to be free. The word moksha is liberation. The desire to be liberated is called mumukshutva. The desire to have moksha. Mumukshutva. You need to be free. You desire to be free. Why? Because you feel bound. When you feel bound, when you feel that you are in a cage, you are barred, then there is a desire to be free. The question is, how did you get into bondage? How did you get into the cage? Such a cage which you can't escape from. The answer to this question gives you the truth of yogic realization. If you know how you got bound, then you will know also how to be free. Now there is only one word which you should remember in this connection. It will give you the key to the whole yoga. That word is exclusive concentration of consciousness. This is a word which will take you through the whole of process of yoga. It's a key, in fact. We are bound because of exclusive concentration of consciousness. I gave the story of Yusuf. When he was resting, he could have thought of 101 things, but no, he was exclusively concentrated upon the box. Even while trying to forget about it, he was returning back to the box. What is in the box? He could not avoid, could not be free from this question. It is one simple example of exclusive concentration of consciousness. Such a concentration on the box that everything else was excluded, therefore exclusive. He came back again and again and again to the box. What is in the box? Now we are all barred, we are all in bondage, because we are all concentrated upon our small little field. If you examine yourself, you'll find that we are all the time gazing outward. What captures you all the time is the sounds, the sights, the smells and the touches that you have. Constantly attracted by them. Again, I'll give you one Sanskrit word, because these are very important words. And I'm giving you the very first lesson, because they will come again and again and again. It is called Bahirmukha. Mukha means towards, oriented towards. Bahi means outward. Bahirmukha means oriented towards outside. We are so much exclusively concentrated upon the outside, we don't even suspect that there is something inside. So much occupied by the outside, we don't even suspect there may be something inside. So the first word of yoga is, there is insight. It's the very first word of yoga. As long as you are occupied with the outside, you are bound to feel barred. You'll be bound to feel bondage. You can't escape. We are in the pit. You can't come out of it because you go on round and round and there is no solution there. The solution is on the top. You can come out only at the top. So you have to turn into what is called antarmukha. Antarmukha, towards inside. Oriented towards inside, that is antarmukha. The first step of yoga is to turn inward. So the truth is that we are outward. So the truth of yoga is you turn inward. You lead an inner life. Normally we are leading an external life. Then you begin to lead an inner life. There is no yoga siddhi without inner life. You have to live inward. Our concentration now is outward. Yoga means turn inwards. Just turn. Turn within. In the beginning, when you turn within, you will find almost darkness or nothing, emptiness. It's only the first preliminary experience. But when you do it again and again and again and again and again and again, go on, you will find that there is so much inside, so much, which you did not even suspect earlier. The discovery of that is the discovery in yoga. Yoga is a discovery of the inner realms of existence. So yoga is a discovery. There are realms and realms and realms. So much to be known, so much to be learned. So that you might say the device of yoga, the process of yoga is turn inwards. That's the only process, turn inwards. But then there's a further process, turn inwards and connect again with outwards. Mere turning inwards, you might lose what is outside. That is also a reality. You should not lose it either. But you will find the more you turn inwards, the greater is the power that you gain for controlling the outside. This is the minimum elementary processes of yoga. Turn inwards and then connect inwards with outward, control outward with the inward, master outward with the inward, so that you are concentrated inward so as to master the outward concentration. You develop what is called integral concentration. So that is another important word, integral concentration. When you are able to concentrate integrally, that is siddhi, yoga siddhi. That is yoga siddhi, the perfection that comes by the practice of yoga. This attainment of integral concentration is a subject matter of the entire synthesis of yoga. The whole book, How to Attain to Integral Concentration. In our first chapter of the Life Divine, we heard the word supermind. And one definition of supermind is a power of integral concentration. So now you have basically everything that needs to be known, and you don't need any further lessons at all. If you practice those five things, satya, ahimsa, brahmacharya, aparigraha, asteya, and if you turn inward so as to achieve integral concentration, all that we need to do is done. In fact, this is all I wanted to say in my very first talk with you on this subject. If we were living in the time of the Upanishads, I would have said, now come after 2 years. We are finished. You have now got everything that needs to be told at this stage. practice this for 2 years, then we shall meet after 2 years. But because we are living in an age where books are available, if books were not available, this would be enough. But books are available, so we shall go through the process of books. So we shall continue tomorrow. We won't stop now. But if you want to stop, you can tell me, we can stop even today. But for the sake of amusement, we can go forward. All right?